Let's check in with the cool kids who stay locked in while on their hustle. It's time for Fresh from the Office.
It is 9:29 right now on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. We just checked out Davido and Asake with No Competition. And no competition at all, especially when it comes to the freshest radio brand right about now. Now, we've got this thing that we do, all right? Every now and then, where we check in with you, okay? The cool kid that's listening to us while at the office, while at your grind, while doing what you need to do to get that paper. And today, we've got a whole financial advisor with us. Abidi Tom.
Yes, hello.
Good morning, Tom. How are you doing, my guy?
I'm all good. Good morning.
Yeah, man. Say hi to Shikwan as well, my guy.
Hi, Shikwan. How are you?
I am great, man. How is the morning been so far?
The morning is good, just a little bit cold. Yep.
Where exactly are you finding yourself? Are you in Central Business District?
Pardon?
Are you in Central Business District? Where are you?
I'm in Windhoek. I'm currently in Windhoek. Just got here yesterday.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, yes. Check this out, Tom. Let's talk about what you do. You say you're a financial advisor, right? What exactly does a financial advisor do? What does your job entail? Walk us through it.
Yeah, being a financial advisor in this world of today, it's whereby, first thing first, you have to maintain a reputation. And then as a financial advisor, you have to go out there to people, you have to go out there to companies and
Tom,
tell them that, okay.
Hold that thought, yeah. Tom. I think there's something
wrong with the lines.
Let's just quickly call you back, Tom, because, you know, sometimes you must switch off and switch on and then it works ngamos. Tom, give us 5 seconds. We'll call you back in a bit, yeah?
All right.
Can you feel it?
Love the music. Namibia's Heart and Soul. Fresh FM.
It is 9:31.
Please, that's a 7.
On Namibia's Heart and Soul, it's a Monday morning and we have Tom back online. Tom,
yes.
Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear
you. All right, fantastic. Walk us through your job, my guy. What does it mean, financial advisor? You know, for someone that's listening right now and they think, these people, they just lie to us.
Yeah, we do get that a lot. Mainly doing my job, for me it's fun and it's incredible because you have to maintain a reputation, as I said earlier on, before we lose connection. And this is where, by being a financial advisor, you have to go to people like, okay, walk me through your financial. How much do you get? This is what you get. What type of incomes do you have? And then we jump now, like, okay, this is what you get. What can we make you just to prosper, just to be smooth, just to cater for your expenses and everything? Because me being a financial advisor, I'm more focused on life insurance. I'm more focused on life insurance, life covers, and the business that most people are afraid of, which is a funeral cover, sort of your loved ones, just to be a step ahead of unforeseen circumstances.
Okay. So how long have you been a financial advisor for, though?
I have been a financial advisor for 2 years now.
And what you say is the most, I don't want to say exciting for now, but let's just quickly go to the challenges a little bit, you know, because a lot of the times is because we feel that, you know what, I know my finances, I can deal with my finances better, so you can't necessarily tell me how to deal with my finances. I don't even know if you have the right intentions. Maybe you just want to make your commission, okay? What would you say are some of the challenges of being a financial advisor?
Well, you are right with that, because me as a financial advisor, there's a point whereby I've also been needing a financial advisor. Because as they say that you wouldn't see your potential or you don't see your mistakes, but if someone comes in and then you invite someone in, they might adjust you there and there. Because you yourself just have this image that, I'm going to do this. But if someone said, no, if you look at this, if you balance this, and then you get an idea that, okay. Yeah, the challenges we get here, especially get the whole lot of challenges with the youth. So they'll be like, no, I'm living for the moment. I'm enjoying my money now.
Yeah.
Then you pop them a question like, okay, you're enjoying for the moment. It's good. It's your money, but what if you don't die? What if you, God blesses you to 100 ages, and then you'll just be there, growing, nothing? with nothing, because being a financial advisor, I have to advise you that, okay, leave yourself with this, invest this, make your retirement so that you secure your future, you yourself, and for the generational wealth, your kids, your grandchildren,
yeah,
to leave something out for them, leave something out for them.
Yeah, for some reason, Tom, I'm not going to lie to you, for some reason, we are afraid to have these conversations. But you know what? I think the challenge is on the table. Fresh Breakfast might take you on it. Now, where do you envision yourself, Buta? Like, okay, fine, you're a financial advisor now. Do we maybe see a consultancy in the next 5 years, 2 years? What's the plan, Buta?
Yeah.
Okay, when I started this job being a financial advisor, I was like, oh, okay, I had my challenges, but now that I've marketed myself there and there, I see potential. But within the next 5 years, like currently I'm busy now, I see myself owning my own broker, whereby I'll be consulting from all the aspects. Like, okay, this is me.
Yeah.
On my own now, doing it and also recruiting other people.
My man.
Recruiting other people and telling them the benefits and the advantages of this business. That, okay, you being a financial advisor, first you have to respect yourself. You have to be like proactive approach. You don't have to panic. And then you have to invoke. Here you have to invoke confidence and trust. People must trust you unless you're confident in what you are selling to people. And you have to sell those financial advices. You have to sell those analyses.
And you feel you can do that independently, most obviously, major hustle key.
Yes, I can do that. I'm already a step ahead.
My man, that's what we're talking about.
Mm.
You, a year later or 2 years later, you must come back and come tell us when you have your office and when you are standing on your own.
And ready to input other people.
Yes.
Yes, I don't know whether I'm allowed to say this, but this was motivated by, there was a musician, I won't name his name, but who was introducing like his company premiums. No, I was like, oh wow, this is actually good, because if you look at the giants in this industry, like the insurance providers, the financial advisors, we don't have any in Namibia. Even as I'm planning to be a broker, but I'm affiliated to any
organization. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you're an affiliate of. Yeah.
So now, I'm like, okay, I would like to maybe in the few days if I put myself together and like, let me make this musician.
First time, Jay.
Because now I have the brain.
Yeah.
I know the industry.
Yeah, first time, Jay. No, I see it.
Yeah.
Tom, tell me something.
Something out.
Yeah, Tom, tell me something. Do you know the game of anything but correct?
I don't know, but I'm willing to try it.
All right. Okay. So here does. So here's how anything but correct works. All right. I haven't played this game in a while, dude. Wait. I just hit blank.
What?
Yeah, we've got 5 questions for you.
Yes. Right?
We've got 5 general knowledge questions for you, and you need to answer these questions with anything but correct answers.
Okay.
Meaning incorrect answers. Okay. And you are not allowed to pause in between the questions. You need to answer immediately.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Playing the game of anything but correct on Namibia's Heart and Soul is your financial advisor, who's going to very soon set up his own shop.
He's going to be a broker.
And let's get with it. You've got 30 seconds, Omez. Shekwan, you got him?
You got him?
You got him?
Okay, yeah, sure.
Okay, cool. I've got your timer here ready. Omez, are you ready?
No. I'm ready.
Let's go.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I am.
All right, Tom, quickly spell the word box for me. You're not allowed to pause, by the way.
Let's do that again. Yeah, but let's do it again.
You are not allowed to pause in between. So think on your feet, okay?
Uh-huh.
Quickly spell the word yes for me.
Z-E-S.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, he said Z. Okay.
Yeah.
Which number comes up after 15?
He's pausing.
You're pausing, but
all right.
Okay. 14.
Okay.
How many days do we have in a week?
7.
Oh, wow. And you know what, Tom?
Yeah.
You know what? I'm asking you junior fresh questions.
101 questions, bruh. But you know what? You know the funny thing about this game is, Nebuta, like, you are so programmed, you know the right answer in your head.
It's true.
Like, you can't lie. But anyways, do you have any shout-outs, my guy?
Let me just give a shout-out to everyone listening. Mm-hmm. And just maybe tell them that it's getting cold. I just came into winter and it's cold. If you have a gaspe, blanket or a gaspe, Jesse, let us look in the streets, man. Yeah? Just let us embrace humanity. Look down the streets, throw your blanket there, throw that cow, Jesse, that you are not interested in anymore. Just change your life.
That's it. Yeah, thank you so much, Tom. We appreciate your time, my guy.
All right, thank you very much.
That's it. And soon and very soon, maybe we'll also invite you back on the show to give us expert advice here on life cover and all those things.
Girlfriend allowance, you know, those type of things.
Come on, girlfriend allowance. Word, Shapa guy, thank you so much, Buta.
All right, thank you very much.
All right, cheers. What makes this goal? Another gem of a